Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Wednesday, December 18th, 2024. In credit news, despite an evolving interest rate landscape, private credit keeps its momentum, flourishing on sustained investor drive and key shifts after the global financial crisis. As we've learned from Nehemiah Richardson, CEO of Pengana Credit, expectations are that the interest rates will find their balance at loftier summits. This stability would favor borrowers' creditworthiness and keep the ball rolling in sectors as vital as mergers and acquisitions. Thanks to changes in the banking scene, especially in the United States and Europe, private credit has grown to a whopping $1.5 trillion by early 2024. This strength of private credit, set against traditional bank finance, ensures it thrives even in lower base rates. Are homeowners in cyclone-prone zones of Queensland adequately insured? A recent report by Sure, a Queensland underwriting agency, has brought to light disconcerting insurance coverage gaps in these high-risk areas. Locations like Cairns, Townsville, and Mackay show a noticeable difference in home building and contents coverage compared to regions that aren't cyclone-prone. With increased expenditure in cyclone risks, and the Bureau of Meteorology forecasting potentially severe cyclones, the importance of a comprehensive insurance policy cannot be overemphasized. Turning the page to something more cheerful, Australian families can expect to enjoy a slight relief in this year's Christmas grocery costs. Despite Australia's food inflation being relatively high, eToro's research shows a modest decrease in spending for festive meals, attributed to lower wholesale prices for certain items. However, prices of barbecue essentials are unchanging, and concerns around misleading discounts from big grocery chains still loom. Our attention also turns to the world of superannuation. Considerable scrutiny falls on the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, as apprehensions over superannuation funds' default insurance settings are heightened. Tania Lawrence of the West Australian Labor Party has shed light on possible overcharging for premiums based on occupational risks. While APRA reiterates the need for fair premium setting and transparency, it also calls for collaboration among licensees and insurers to ensure optimum outcomes for members. And that rounds up your daily financial services news wrap. Make sure to visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au for more updates and comprehensive services relating to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This has been Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Stay informed and stay financially savvy, Australia.